You could call it pee cycling. Researchers in Vermont are experimenting with turning human urine into fertilizer for farms and gardens. With a grant from the National Science Foundation, the Rich Earth Institute is testing the effectiveness of fertilizing with urine sanitized with heat and figuring out whether trace amounts of medications would make their way into food. The concept is not new. Bags of fertilizer made from processed human waste solids are showing up in more and more nurseries around the country. According to the EPA, it's perfectly safe to use in any garden. But as Jacob Fenston from member station WAMU reports, an environmental group is questioning just how safe it is.
Every day, the 700,000 residents of the District of Columbia, plus a lot of visitors, do this. Each flush travels through a network of almost 2,000 miles of sewer pipes to the city's southernmost tip.
So yeah, this is what I think of when I think of a wastewater treatment plant. It's a big circular tank and sort of a foul smell.
So this is one of our sedimentation basins. If you're ever flying into Reagan, you can look down, you can spot us pretty easily.
Bill Brower works for DC Water. He tells me this is the first step in treating sewage, separating out what's politely referred to as solids.
When you think about it, that's organic matter, it's nitrogen, it's phosphorus, it's essentially plant food.
4 years ago, Washington, D.C. became the first city in North America to install this high-tech system to turn human waste into a rich soil amendment. Giant pressure cookers kill pathogens, then microbes digest the solids even further in what's basically a huge composter. The final product is called Bloom, and the smell is not bad.
The most common descriptor we get of the odors for our material is kind of an earthy smell, maybe a bit musty.
DC Water spent almost $500 million on this system, but Brower says the utility will recoup the cost within 15 years, both by producing electricity from methane during the process and by selling Bloom to gardeners and landscapers. Currently, DC Water sells only about 1/8 of what it produces and gives away the rest. Now, marketing is being ramped up, and for the first time, Bloom is being sold in big blue and white bags at nurseries in the DC area.
As I call this, my country Cadillac.
Francis Gowen is a plant physiologist, retired from the University of Maryland. In his electric golf cart, he's showing me around his large, lush garden.
You get cabbage, broccoli, cauliflower.
All grown using Bloom. Gowen says it's one of the best fertilizers he's ever used, and he's been studying compost for decades. He's worked on projects composting all sorts of things. Crab waste.
Dead chickens. Garbage.
It earned him a nickname.
The guru of composting.
In the 1970s, he started working on composting human waste. His work with excrement earned him a new nickname.
King.
He says the environmental benefit is huge. It's a lot like the local food movement.
We are also now producing our local fertilizer for growing those crops. And we are replenishing in this soil those nutrients that we've taken, that we've eaten.
Sewer authorities have been recycling sewage solids for many decades. Milwaukee, Wisconsin has been doing it for more than 90 years, making a fertilizer called milorganite. The practice has been growing since the late 80s when Congress banned dumping sewage in the ocean. Despite the obvious benefits, many environmentalists are extremely skeptical. Kathy Plume is with the D.C. chapter of the Sierra Club.
Wastewater has a lot of contaminants. Over 90,000 different contaminants can be in our wastewater.
The National Sierra Club officially opposes use of any sewage sludge as a soil amendment. Even the highly treated stuff DC Water produces, she says, raises questions.
Is it okay to be using this on food-producing soils? Should it be applied to non-food-producing soils, such as along highways? Or should it not be used at all?
Across the country, more than 5.6 million tons of sewage solids are produced each year. More than half of that is put to use on land, but only a small portion is, like Bloom, deemed safe enough to use on home vegetable gardens. Bloom says more research needs to be done on the cumulative effects of using biosolids. Back at DC Water, we climb high up in a warehouse and watch finished Bloom roll off conveyor belts into two enormous storage bunkers.
It's about 20 tractor trailer loads a day. People never stop contributing to the system, so we never stop producing.
Bill Brower says DC Water produces 450 tons of this stuff every single day. They've got to do something with it.
The alternate is sending this material to landfill, which seems like a terrible use. You'd fill up landfill space very quickly, and it's just a waste of a resource.
Still, the utilities agreed to a study of its Bloom soil amendment. They're working with the Sierra Club on a cumulative risk assessment. Brower says he's happy to do it, but he's already convinced of its safety.
I have two small kids. I have a vegetable garden at home. I use our Bloom product in my vegetable garden, and I feed it to my kids.
The technology to make this soil amendment is being adopted elsewhere. In Maryland, the Washington Suburban Sanitary Commission will start producing its own fertilizer, similar to Bloom, beginning in 2024. For Here and Now, I'm Jacob Fenston.